Well, the virus has now killed more than 100 people in China, and new cases have been confirmed around the world.
So you don't want to frighten the American public.
France and South Korea have also got evacuation plans.
But you need to prepare for and assume,
strongly warning Americans to avoid all non-essential travel to China,
that this is going to be a real serious problem.
France, Australia, Canada, the US, Singapore, Cambodia, Vietnam, the list goes on.
Health officials are investigating more than 100 possible cases in the US.
Germany, a man has contracted the virus.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
Japan, where a bus driver contracted the virus.
Coronavirus has killed more than 100 people there and infected more than 4,500.
We have to prepare for the worst, always, because if you don't and the worst happens.
War Room, Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, it's Tuesday, 23 November, year of our Lord 2021. You're live in the War Room, our evening show, now with, I don't know, significantly north of 110 million downloads on the podcast. I want to thank everybody. I want to go immediately to Boris Epstein. We got a lot to go through today. Boris, I know we got polling to go through, redistricting to go through, all this,
yes.
But I got to ask you, Biden goes back today. He's back in court arguing about these vaccine mandates. Tell me, is this a winner for him? Why is he doing this? So you're a lawyer. Walk me through the legal strategy. What is he trying to accomplish here on this, and going back to court after a judge basically said, this is not going to happen.
Steve, first of all, an honor to be with you. Very important day. A lot going on, a lot moving around. Great to talk to the MAGA movement, the MAGA posse. I'm going to have some really world-shattering news right now. Okay, this is going to be huge. Joe Biden and his administration do not appear to have any concrete strategy to what they're doing. No, there's no strategy. Those guys are a disaster. This thing is a total and complete mess. Are you kidding me? We talk about this a lot. I bet you if you actually went and polled mandates across the country with truth serum, that would be upside down 85-15, maybe 80-20 at best. So this is another loser for Joe Biden, just like infrastructure is a loser. Remember, we've talked about this. His approval, disapproval has gone upside down by almost double since after infrastructure passed. So infrastructure is a loser, okay? His Build Back Better is a loser, and this is a loser. That is why this guy is now in barely the teens on the economy, which represents his overall approval, and that dovetails into the numbers we're about to talk about in his face-off against President Trump, where he gets trounced all across the country.
Okay, let's go to that. By the way, we had Richard Barris, and Richard Barris is going to join us tomorrow. We had so much to go through. He's got some more shocking numbers on policies and things about the vaccines. We're going to get to that tomorrow morning. He's going to open the show with additional analysis. Boris, Barris came on today, and I got to go back to my notes in the pregame that we did with him to get ready for it. But his numbers were shocking. Actually, the independents in Barris's poll were at 30% within the margin of error of 29 with a two handle on it. He said he had never seen numbers that low on what independents think of any leader, right? Biden, well, his poll that, today,
sir,
he put
one
out.
One more time, what's the number?
Independents, approval of Biden, not Democrats, not Republicans, independents, approval of Biden was at 30%. Right track, wrong track was two-thirds, one-third. Two-thirds think the country's on the wrong track, which, as you know, is the death knell for any politician. And by the way, you add wrong track at two-thirds, plus your approval numbers are under 50%, it's a blowout. I mean, you just can't, it's a blowout. Here, the independents, which are a proxy for the American people, want everybody to understand that, are at 30%. Just about to, as we said, we're going to get a two-handle on that one day. We will walk us through the Fabrizio polling in the context of all this general polling that's coming out now that shows that Biden is bleeding out everywhere on every policy with every demographic, right? Every geographic location throughout the country.
There's nothing you can do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's over. And that's all of that gets encapsulated in the R plus 11 in the ballot polling that George Stephanopoulos had to go and break on his show about 10 days ago now. That is where that is heading. And R plus 11, again, remember, That is the biggest advantage for Republicans ever in the history of ABC polling in 40 years. By Congress,
that's for the House. By the way, that's when we say R+11. That's for the House races. 51-40 right now, correct? For the House, correct. For the generic poll House race.
And by comparison, this is very important. In 2010, when the Tea Party Revolution, which we're a huge leader of, you, Steve Bannon, were a huge part of that. 2010 won 64 seats. That was R+7. This is R+11. As we talk about 100 seats, 100 years. Now let's go to this polling. Breaking today, always signal, not noise, for the War Room posse. Here's where it is. And this is head-to-head President Trump, Joe Biden in battleground states. Okay? Arizona, which we are told Joe Biden won by 10 points. President Trump is up by 8. Pennsylvania, which we're told that Joe Biden won by, 80,000 votes. President Trump up by 6. Wisconsin, President Trump up by 10. Georgia, President Trump up by 3, but much bigger than the economy. And then Michigan, the state of Michigan, which up until 2016 had not gone for a Republican, I believe, since 1984, not even 88, 84, up by 12 points. President Trump over Joe Biden, up by 12 points. That's overall. And on the economy, it is a total disaster for Biden. I want to be exact. I'm going to give these numbers. In Arizona, Trump on the economy, 54, Biden, 37. Georgia, 53-39, Trump over Biden. Michigan, 53-36. Pennsylvania, 54-39. And Wisconsin, a 21-point delta. 21-point lead for President Trump on the economy, 57-36. These are earth-shattering numbers. It's a complete blowout. It's a complete annihilation in this poll by President Trump of feckless Joe Biden. And here's the deal. Nobody's going to tell you that's an outlier. You know why? Because the numbers represent the performance. The American people could tell that President Trump was the best president, at least in recent history. And Joe Biden, as I've said time and time again, and I hear, and it's so wonderful. Every time I get an email or any outreach from the MAGA War Room posse, I love it. So the War Room listeners keep coming at us, keep sending us information. Joe Biden is the worst president in American history, and but I'm not sure there's a close second.
Okay, this is a mini payoff for the War Room cadre, the War Room posse, and here's why: is that we told you if you kept your shoulder to the wheel, victory will beget victory, and this is a way station. I want to go through those numbers slowly one more time. And I want to caveat this by saying, oh, this is the guy that had, Biden had much different numbers in Arizona. These swings are so monumental, right? It couldn't simply be just with President. My point is that obviously the numbers were baked from 2020, right? When you say that, he won Arizona by 10, but let's go back. I want to go Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan. Take it in that order and give me the spreads again. Everybody at home, and I want to get this up if we can from Denver. Let's get the political article up where they broke it. Also want to put it on the platforms. I want people to savor this weekend. And in fact, what I'd like you to do is everybody tape it to your forehead when you walk into your Thanksgiving dinner just to rub your relatives, that orange man bad, rub their noses in it, okay? I want to rub their noses in it before they sit down to Thanksgiving dinner. Yes, we're that type of person. We are. We're that small. Give it to us again, Boris, these numbers.
This is unbelievable. And by the way, it was Wisconsin. It was Wisconsin where the spread is 10 that we had not won since 1984 until we won it in 2016. Okay. Overall, Trump over Biden in Arizona, 51-43, up by 8. In Georgia, 48-45, 51-43, up by 8. Georgia, 48-45, up by 3. Michigan, 53-41, up by 12. Pennsylvania, 51-45, up by 6. And 52-42 in the state of Wisconsin, up by 10. 52-42, a state that up until 2016, Republicans had not won since 1984. Michigan had not been won since 1988.
Hold it. Let me give you the buried lead with Fabrizio did. Let me give you the buried lead on this. Ohio, Florida, and Iowa, not even included on the list anymore. Not even included in the list. There's such big blowouts, they're not even included in the list. North Carolina. Hey, MSNBC, embrace the suck. This is why you talk about 6 January every night. They don't want to get down into it. Boris, this is, and obviously,
let's do that politics one more time.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because this is so important. Because in the end, James Carville said it. James Carville's a smart guy, right? It's all about the economy, stupid, right? So on rebuilding the economy, Trump versus Biden, Arizona, 54-37. Georgia, 53-39. Michigan, 53-36. Pennsylvania, 54-39. And Wisconsin, 57-36. Here's one thing to note in all those numbers. That Donald Trump is in the high 50s in all of them. And Joe Biden's barely hanging on in the 30s. Barely hanging on in the 30s.
And if By you look the way, at there's the no mean, coincidence. Yeah.
It's a 20-point delta in a mix of these battlegrounds. And you're right. Florida and Ohio aren't there. You know why they're not there? Because if they were there, you'd be looking at a 30 mean delta.
There's no coincidences in anything. This is why, because the Democrats have done this polling too, trust me, okay?
They've done it.
This is why Joe Biden is so adamant that I'm running in 2024. Jen Psaki's talking about I'm running in 24. He understands these numbers coupled with, well, I don't know, it's beyond lame duck, right? It's dead duck. So this is incredibly powerful. And I think it's great that President Trump, not only did his pollster do the, and by the way, this is the thing, the political article said it. Fabrizio's gives Trump the real numbers. A lot of people, some people have a problem with Tony. Other people think Tony's great. I happen to be a big admirer of Tony, right?
I love Tony. I've known Tony a long time.
Tony's a tough guy, smart guy. And he's shown Trump numbers before. Remember in the campaign, he was showing Trump numbers he didn't want to see. That's why he's calling in every other guy to give him better numbers. Tell me what I want to hear. Fabrizio gave it to him with the bark on in 2020. But these numbers are stunning. They speak to two things. Number one, would these states really, did he really win these states on November 3rd? No, right? And then you're right. There's nothing to pull out of this. This also, I think, Boris, give me your analysis of this before we go to break. This reinforces the problem we have with the 19 Senate traitors that bailed him out on infrastructure and the 13 in the House, because with these numbers, it's over. You don't have infrastructure, boom, just bury the body.
There's no political capital. That's it. Biden is done. The Democrats are done. And by the way, there's no white knight coming in because Kamala Harris's approval rating is in the 20s. So there's nobody. They've got nothing. Pete Buttigieg with his pathetic show on Amazon, they think that's going to be the savior now in 2024. Wrong. I bet you that guy's approval rating is at best in the high 30s, at best, after he took 2 months for paternity leave while the restaurants and the stores in America are breaking down with no supply chain. The Democrats are in the worst shape any party has been in American politics, probably in the last 200 years. Because you know what? It's the same thing Van Jones said. They're a party of whiny, annoying losers. Whiny, annoying losers. And you know what? The American people see it. They see it and they see the anger. They see what's that. They see CNN putting up a headline, the scariest thing in America is an angry white man. 24 hours, there's a massacre at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin by an African-American man driving his truck through grandmas and children. They see what's happening in this country. They see the division. They see the anger. And because of all that, because of the anger, the division, and the failure, again, we've said this before, I will bet you, and these numbers bear it out, that about two-thirds at worst of America right now is MAGA and growing fast. We could be looking at a 1984-type election in 2024, and there's no doubt that 2022 is going to be historic. Mark my words now, if we do the right thing, as long as President Trump's the nominee, 2024 is going to be at 1984 levels for Ronald Reagan.
Well, I tell you, 2022 also, we'll get into all that. We're going to look at the crosstabs when we get back. Boris Epstein in the War Room. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. They have all- Okay, John Yarmuth is the head of the Budget Committee for the Democrats in the House. Guess what he did today? He announced his retirement. You know why? He's one of the guys responsible for this fiasco up here of $5 trillion of additional spending over the $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion deficit we're going to run on an annual basis. Long story short, we're about to add $45 trillion of debt to the balance sheet of the United States. You know what that means for you? It means it's time for you to get out of your kind of sleep and to wake up and understand that you've got to now take action to look at every available store of value, because they're going to crush the United States dollar. The way you do that is text. You got to go to Birch Gold. AAA rated by the Better Business Bureau. They're the guys to go to start to understand precious metals as an alternative. How do you get there? It's simple. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at 484848. That is Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at the number 484848. It's no obligation. You're not committed to anything. You get a 20-page brochure that starts it off. Then you can talk to Philip Patrick and all the great team at Birch Gold. Remember, the United States government, not you, is on a death struggle with the U.S. dollar. It's now time for you to start thinking about your financial alternatives. One of them you have to consider is precious metals, gold and silver. Go to the folks at Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, at the following number, 484848. Take action. Use your agency. Do it today.
War Room Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, welcome back.
The reason Americans are facing high gas prices is because oil-producing countries and large companies have not ramped up the supply of oil quickly enough to meet the demand. And the smaller supply means higher prices globally.
There are various figures about this, so I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, and may God protect our troops. And I'm heading to a food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort. I'll have plenty of time to talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you.
The mainstream media, when are you going to answer our questions? Hey, Biden, don't take a side hustle here of working in a food kitchen, okay? You got a primary gig there that you guys stole, so you got to stand and deliver. When they're asking basic questions, and Boris, I got to bring in, when the energy secretary doesn't know how many barrels have been consumed every day and the reporter's got to tell her, right? She's Canadian, she's Canadian, right? Isn't this the problem? What is going on here? She does it, the energy secretary. They got this phony thing. Remember, he kowtowed to Xi. They're trying to get everybody to open up their strategic oil reserves. It's not going to make any difference. It's his half-baked green new energy of cutting everything off the day he stood up. Now, a day he came in office. Now it's all blowing back on him with $4.84 a gallon gasoline in California. And they have no idea what they're doing, so they make it big. Oh, it's the oil companies holding it back. That's all nonsense. The business press already blown that up. It's ridiculous. Boris, how does a guy walk away without answering any questions? How does he walk away without answering any questions?
First of all, and this may be small stuff, but I'm gonna point this out. Could someone get that 1980s suit off that guy? Okay. What do we do? Because there's got to be somebody there. Is there nobody? Jen Psaki, Dr. Joe Biden. Is there anybody there who can go to him and just at least make the guy look a little presentable? He literally looks like a president out of a movie made in 1993. Okay? This is terrible. It's terrible for American psyche. It's terrible for military psyche. And then it is so dead obvious that he has no idea. No idea where he is, what he is dealing with, or how we're getting out of it. And then listen, we've talked about this. We talked about this yesterday. We have a disappearing cabinet. We talked about Walsh at Labor, who's terrible. Of course, Buttigieg, still trying to breastfeed his new children after being on paternity leave for 2 months. Absolutely terrible. Janet Yellen, who nobody remembers about. Jennifer Granholm, she may be the worst. She's the energy secretary after being one of the worst governors in American history at Michigan. I remember Jennifer Granholm sank so low, the only job she gets, she was a pundit on CNN trying to throw lobs at me on a panel on CNN in 2016, okay, after having been governor. And now she's our energy secretary?
That's pretty low. That's pretty low. That's pretty low. When you're on panels with Boris Epstein in 16, and it was, you've hit a. And that's where you got. That's where you got to talk to your agent. That's where you got to talk to your agent. I don't know if this is working out for us.
Well, first of all, okay. First of all, obviously, it's a huge honor to be on a panel with me. But after you've been governor, to be one on one throwing bombs at me on like a Saturday in July in 2016 doesn't really spell out. Energy secretary, okay, for the single hegemon in the world right now, which is supposed to be the United States of America. This is a disaster. We're in a disaster moment in this country, and the American people know it. And by the way, the crosstabs in this poll from Tony Fabrizio, from President Trump's PAC, spell it out. We talked about the economy. Let's talk about law and order for a second. Okay, should we talk about law and order? Because maybe people think, Joe Biden's obviously terrible in the economy. We've got 40% inflation at the gas pump, which I'm sure Jennifer Granholm has no idea about. She still wishes she were on a panel with me on a Saturday in July in 2016. So maybe they're nowhere in the economy. Maybe somehow they're better on law and order. Wrong. Arizona on law and order. Trump 49, Joe Biden 39. Georgia, Trump 44. Biden 37. Pennsylvania, Trump 53, Biden 35. Wisconsin, Trump 54, Biden 36. And then the coup de grace in Michigan, which Joe Biden supposedly won by like 150,000 votes or something. Trump 50, Biden a nice round 30. On law and order. On law and order. That is where we are. That is where we are in this country. It is an absolute annihilation for Biden, and it's an absolute statement and a testament that he does not have a chance. He doesn't have an iota of an opportunity to come back as long as we nominate President Trump to be the candidate for the GOP in 2024.
In the interim, they're looking for hooks to grab onto. That's why you can't give him anything on the infrastructure or anything. You can't give them a hook. Throw them an anchor, okay? They're drowning. Throw them an anchor. Let them grab onto that. There's a chance to bury these guys. These guys want to destroy the country. The country's striking back. The country hates what they're seeing. And today, this fiasco, he sends an energy secretary up, has no clue. They're trying to blame the oil companies. The strategic oil reserve, that's going to save them. Let's go to, I don't want to lose the opportunity here to go back to the main thing right now, and that's redistricting. The polls are important, and that shows you the trends leading to 2022. But before us, the work before us, Boris, and the posse is here to work, is this redistricting. Let's go back to Florida, because this is ridiculous. In Maryland, in New York, in Illinois, where the Democrats control things, they're doing what they should do to take their seats and to make their districts stronger, so they have to spend less resources. What are we doing in Florida, and how can the War Room posse help?
In Florida, no two ways about it. The War Room posse, the MAGA movement, have to get their shoulder behind the wheel, shoulder to the wheel, and make sure that Governor DeSantis, Lieutenant Governor, and the leaders there in the Senate and the House don't leave the map as is, because that is what they're doing right now. For some reason, they're leaving the map as is. Stephanie Murphy's district should be gone. Charlie Crist's district should be gone. Let's get the contact information. We're always coloring within the lines, but we're coloring bold and loudly. Let's get all the contact information up in the chat rooms, up on all the channels, and let people know that they've got to reach out to Governor DeSantis. Yes, he's been doing a great job on masks, on mandates, et cetera, but you've got to drive it home on redistricting, because if you don't, you give an opportunity to Democrats to come back. If you do, 100 seats, 100 years. Same thing in Georgia. 8-5, not good enough. It should be 10-4. 10-4, MAGA to Democrat. Not just Republican Country Club, let's all sit around and drink mint juleps. MAGA to Democrat. So same thing. Speaker Ralston, the other main characters there in Georgia, let's get all their information up in the chat rooms. We've put it up before. There's their office contact. Let's put it up. And the MAGA posse, have your voices be heard and be heard loudly and clearly. Do what you got to do, of course, always within all rules, laws, and regulations, but do what you got to do to have your elected officials do the right thing, which is ensure that we are playing the same smash-mouth football that Democrats are doing in Maryland, Illinois, New York, and all across the country where they control. They don't mess around. In Maryland, they said, hey, we got you guys zero Republican seats. So what we need to be doing is driving to the same place in Florida, because we're seeing from this polling that Florida and Ohio aren't tested because Florida and Ohio are now solid MAGA red. So if we're solid MAGA red, we've got to have solid MAGA Republican maps. It's got to be solid MAGA Republican congressional maps in those states.
I just want you to go back over, by the way, for your volunteering, to go to precinctstrategy.com. Go there to be a precinct committeeman. You can go sign up to be an election official. Go to your county there. You can join all these parent organizations. We're going to have Joe Mobley in the next segment about joining to fight CRT, mask mandates, all that at the school board level. Boris, real quickly, why is redistricting so important? How often does it come along, and how long is the impact of this, and what makes it so important?
Well, it's based on the census, so it comes along only once about every 10 years. That you only get a shot once. It's effectively once, it's a once in a generation shot to redraw those maps. And it's so important. It's so vital, because if you don't use it, then the other side may get it the next time around. And if that's the case, then you're going to lose seats. And Democrats have been doing this for decades. They know what they're doing. They don't mess around. Where they control, even where they don't have full control, but they have a lot of say, they do what they have to do, and they play smash mouth football. So that's what we got to do now. Our time is now in Florida, in Georgia, in Kentucky, in North Carolina, and all across the country.
Boris, let's go. How do people get to you on Getter? Getter's on fire. I know your engagement is incredible. Getter, Twitter, your morning, the morning email you put out. How do people get access to your information?
No doubt about it. BorisEP.com, super hot on the website. Sign up at BorisEP.com right now. The hottest on Getter at BorisEP. Of course, on Twitter at BorisEP, and the hottest ever on the gram, Boris_Epstein. Stay strong. God bless. All eyes on redistricting.
Boris, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We told you from the beginning that if you put your shoulder to the wheel, we're going to bleed this guy out on his political capital. And then he won't be able to do anything. That's where this battle on the debt ceiling, the battle on the CR, the battle on the bankruptcy bill, the build back bankrupt is all so important. And that fight is really going to start firing off right after Thanksgiving in the run up to the end of the year. It's going to be intense. But you see the polling. This is Joe Biden is political dead man walking right now, as Boris said, in a suit from the 90s. Okay, short commercial break. We're going to be back. Got a couple special things in the next segment, including Joe Mobley, but a couple other special things. See when we get back here in about 2 minutes. We will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. They have all lied for too long. People used to laugh at preppers. Hey, they ain't not laughing anymore. Listen, if you don't have at least a month's worth of emergency food stored up, you're asking for trouble, and I mean real trouble. This is no time to mess around. We're facing existential threats like never before. So I urge you to do the right thing for you and your family. Take care of your future and take care of it today. Start off by getting a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leading preparedness company, and I personally rely on them for my own emergency food supply. Go to preparewithbannon.com. That is preparewithbannon.com and save 25% off their life-saving 4-week food kit. You can trust My Patriot Supply. The food is grown and packaged here in the United States of America, and it lasts up to 25 years in storage. It will be there when you and your family need it. Don't procrastinate. Use your agency. Take action, action, action. Go get your 25% discount off the food that will someday get you through an emergency. Go to preparewithbannon.com. That's preparewithbannon, BANNON.com. preparewithbannon.com. Do it now.
What happened that day? It was a deep state operation that almost triggered an extremely violent event at the Capitol. The terrible events of that day, as bad as they were microscopic compared to what the deep state was actually planning. And that's why they're fighting so hard to run this fake committee, this kangaroo court. That's why they are making so much noise about the general public being terrorists, the American people not being trustworthy, and moms at PTA meetings being the number one terror threat, is because they know if the truth about January 6th comes out, which is coming out thanks to Tucker Carlson and others, their entire deep state is going down. Because just like Russiagate, January 6th was their operation. The January 6th witch hunt committee makes Joe McCarthy blush from his grave. It is a complete and absolute fishing expedition trying to demonize populist Americans that want our country to be sovereign and want to put our nation first. It is 21st century mass persecution. Now, as you've probably seen on the news, it was the top story yesterday, not the man that ran over 40 plus people killing five because they were white in Wisconsin. No, ladies and gentlemen, the story was Alex Jones and Roger Stone subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. Here's the problem with that. They will claim I lie about something to the committee, which isn't even true. I wouldn't lie. And then they will have the FBI and the Justice Department indict me for lying to Congress. I'm not stupid. So they've been asking why other people weren't declaring the fifth. I'm probably going to declare the fifth, not because I've done anything wrong, but because these people are political criminals that have an axe to grind and have been bragging everywhere they want to put me in prison. Okay? I'm 47 years old, don't have any felonies, any of those issues. I'm a good person, a family man, and I don't intend on spending the rest of my life in prison. No, sir. Don't want to have that happen. And so, I don't want to testify before them because they will lie and say that I lie. Here's the other problem, though. I want a January 6th investigation. I want to know why the National Guard were refused of President Trump when he asked for them on record. And then later, the head of the National Guard in D.C. lied and said that Trump hadn't asked or that he couldn't supply them. And just last week admitted that Trump indeed did ask for them and was refused. I want to know why half the Capitol Police were sent for, quote, traffic control by D.C. that controls them that day. And the Capitol had half the police they had. I want to know who ordered the stand down of the police and let the people in the building. I want to know about the FBI infiltrating groups and the federal documents that have come out that indeed they did have informants inside. And they brought the same FBI agent from Michigan who set up the false flag against Governor Whitmer to run the operations on January 6th. I want a real investigation, but this isn't a real investigation. They have a few handpicked Republicans like Liz Cheney and others that are horrible neocons, and they are basically setting up a show trial here. So I'm on air weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Infowars.com. We're still on the air in many ways bigger than ever, telling the truth, laying out the documents, covering what's really happening. And I really do want to testify to Congress. And so if they let me testify live in front of the cameras or depose me on C-SPAN, I will probably do it. That way they can't twist what I said later. But I've seen what they've done to other people, and there's no way I'm going to go behind closed doors with Schiff and all these other crazy people and Swallowswell, the Chinese agent, and let them sit there and claim that I've done something wrong or claim that I lied to Congress. I want an investigation of them. The evidence is overwhelming. The deep state that controls them and ran the fake Russiagate operation also provocateured January 6th. I want to know why the groups I was working with Ali Alexander, on record, had the permit on the edge of the Capitol by the Supreme Court where Trump thought he was going, where I told the crowds, don't go in the building, go over here, let's be peaceful. They know all this, and they can't stand it, ladies and gentlemen. So this country's in an emergency. They never want us to have a real election in 11 months. They want to set up this tyranny. They want to brand their opposition as terrorists. They want to have a political purge, and it's wrong. So I want a real January 6th investigation that's bipartisan, and I would be happy to testify before that under oath. But I'm not a fool. I'm not an idiot. And I'm not about to be set up by the political globalist criminals in Congress, the Democrats that have sold this nation out to China. This whole thing is about distracting from Biden, the stolen election, the gas prices that have doubled, the incredible inflation, the borders collapsing, the pedophile rings running around all over the country, and this whole New World Order agenda selling our country out. You people are traitors. You signed on to the wrong team. America's awake to you. So good luck trying to put the Patriot leadership in prison. We're going to peacefully have a velvet revolution in this country of ideology and of culture, and we're already winning, and your New World Order is destined to fail. Your Great Reset is nothing but the establishment trying to take over and trying to suppress the people.
We wanted to play that. That is the Alex Jones, because all the headlines is all around Alex Jones going to take the fifth. Alex Jones is going to take the fifth. I think you got to hear Alex Jones's analysis, right? And that was it right there in its entirety. I think it's over 5 minutes long. We wanted to play that so you could hear it with your own ears. We're going to put it up on the all the platforms and put it up on Getter, right? So people can listen to it, hear what he has to say. The headline and the run around the left, oh, Alex Jones said he's going to take the fifth. Well, he didn't really say that, but you got to hear it with your own ears and think about it. Think about what he just laid out there. The Alex Jones, by the way, one of the smartest guys around on the topic of transhumanism. Alex Jones has been on this for a while. Very, very, very smart. We're going to be doing a lot more about transhumanism this week, and particularly this weekend with our own Joe Allen and others. But Alex Jones just gave a great interview the other day and really went through transhumanism. So when you hear that Alex Jones is taking the fifth, or people are tweeting that out, or you see it somewhere, make sure you take time, listen to all 5 minutes and 30 seconds, and then give it to your friends and let them hear what Alex Jones has got to say about his logic. Okay, I want to bring in Joe Mobley from The Joe Mobley Show. Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. I think you actually told me you sent your letter into Accenture that you're punching out and going to do activism full time. Is that true? Why did you do it? And have you heard back from Accenture?
I did. I sent the letter, and in fairness, I sit in the Accenture Federal Services side, which is a separate company parented by Accenture LLP. I did include the leadership of both companies because if we're giving out private information, if our employer can request absolutely anything, then it's not going to stop with this. So that's what I basically detailed in my letter. I said that you don't really have the right to this personal information, and you really shouldn't be asking, no matter who's demanding it, the White House, executive order, OSHA, whomever. AFS's general counsel responded back, and she more or less respectfully said to pound sand, we don't care. The executive order is number this. The goal lines have been moving. As I mentioned in my order and in my letter, it went from the 8th to sometime in December, and now it's January 4th. And it's obviously a bullying tactic. They keep moving the deadline to see how many more people they can intimidate into making medical decisions. So I said, I'm not supplying anything.
Okay.
I'm not saying I've been vaccinated.
So hang on. The Biden went to court. Federal judge tried to stop it. Biden went to court. Can we play the White House clip? I think they got a response. I think the White House has a response for Joe Mobley.
The administration clearly has the authority to protect workers, and actions announced by the president are designed to save lives and stop the spread of COVID-19. And as DOJ said, they will be defending these lawsuits. But I also want to step back for a second, because there is precedence here. You know, the Department of Labor has a responsibility to keep workers safe and the legal authority to do so. The Secretary of Department of Labor determines workers at risk, or what is called the gray danger. And if you look around, and if we really, you know, zero in this past year, more than 750,000 people have died of COVID. You have approximately 1,300 people a day who continue to die a day, as I said, from COVID. If that's not a grave danger, I don't know what else is, right? So I want to be really clear as well, is that the Congress empowered OSHA through a law that has has been in the books for more than 50 years. So this is an authority that we believe that the Department of Labor has. We are very confident about it. And just to say, this is about keeping people safe in the workplace. And it's critical and it's important to do. And so that's the message that we want to send out.
So Joe Biden is just trying to protect you. So says the White House deputy press secretary. Why are you being so difficult to he's just trying to save you. They're trying to help you. Why are you being so difficult, sir?
Yeah, I don't care what administrative idiots say. Here's the deal. If they can do this, what's to stop them from saying, hey, there's a threat. There's a threat out there. So we're going to dispatch feds to sit in your home and protect you from that threat. Is DHS going to do that? Is DOJ going to do that? This is absolute nonsense. It's a breach of our privacy. It's not the government's purview to say we can do anything, or your employer to say we can do anything to keep you safe. That's absolute false. And we can't decline this protection. It's compulsory. It's like having a compulsory bodyguard. My answer
so
is
So you're now going to turn to activism and the Joe Mobley Show. Can you walk people through how they can get to the Joe Mobley Show, how they can get to you on social media?
Absolutely. So I'm on all platforms at the Joe Mobley. You can catch up with me on Getter, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Locals, or you can go to my website. It's the easiest way. It's thejoemobleyshow.com.
And you're not backing off an inch from CRT and all the other endeavors you've been doing up in Northern Virginia and the Commonwealth of Virginia, correct, sir?
Absolutely correct.
Joe Mobley of the Joe Mobley Show. Make sure you you catch it. Joe, thank you for joining us, and look forward to following you in your new career.
Thanks, Steve.
Joe said he was going to punch out, and punch out he did. Okay, want to make sure you go to the holiday season's upon us. Black Friday starts kickoff on Friday. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code WARROOM. Here's the beauty of Mike Lindell. Mike's going to join us in the next segment. He's got an update, but here's the beauty of Mike Lindell. He doesn't need Pete Buttigieg. He doesn't need the federal government to help him with logistics. If you order it, you pay for it, you get it. All logistics problems have been taken care of by the management team of MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. There's sales all over the place. When you go to promo code WARROOM, you go onto the square, you'll see everything. You got the toppers, the slippers, the moccasins, the throw blankets, the biblical pillows for the kids, the historical pillows for the kids, the throwback price on the classic pillow. You've got the towels, the six-pack of towels, best towels ever made. Dr. Peter Navarro tells that, blind tested them. Raheem Kassam luxuriates in the Giza sheets, right? Buy one, get one free. So go there today. MyPillow.com, promo code WARROOM. If you're shopping for the holidays, make sure you give it a look. You're going to get your stuff. Your loved ones are going to get it. Okay. Mike Lindell's been grinding away, been flying all over the nation, talking to AGs, got big news. Something's about to happen. I think we've got some documents we're going to put up here. We're going to take a short commercial break. We've got some documents we're going to put up. Mike Lindell's going to join us, tell us about his endeavors. It is the 23rd of November, and Mike Lindell is fighting to get to the Supreme Court, in front of the Supreme Court, or get the AGs of this nation in front of the Supreme Court. We talk about documents next in the War Room.
Everything's just beginning, but the games you want to play. Bring it on and I will fight to the end. Just watch and see. It's all started, everything's begun, and you are over. Cause we're taking down the CCP. Hong Kong, we will fight till they're all gone. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. They have all lied for too long.
Monitors us, censors us, deplatforms us. Conservatives have been helpless to do anything about it until now. Join Getter, the social media platform that supports free speech and opposes cancel culture. On Getter, you can express your political beliefs without fear of Silicon Valley liberals coming after you. Getter is led by former Trump advisor and War Room co-host Jason Miller, who saw what big tech did to President Trump and decided to fight back. Getter is the fastest growing social media platform in history, with 2 million users, including prominent conservatives like Mike Pompeo, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Steve Bannon. Join Getter. It's in the App Store, the Google Play Store, and at Getter.com. Longer posts, longer videos, sharper and clearer pictures. And unlike the Silicon Valley oligarchs, Getter will never sell your data. Send a message today. Join Getter. It's time to cancel culture.
On 23 November, year of our Lord 2021, Jack Posobiec just tweeted out an 8-year-old little boy with the picture of him in front of the pumpkins from Halloween has just announced died in Waukesha, Wisconsin, at the hands of the SUV. The individual drove the SUV through the parade. We're going to have more on that tomorrow. Try to get Jack back on the show. Want to turn to Mike Lindell. Okay, Mike, it's the 23rd. What's our status? How can people get access to what you're working on? How can you make the team? How can you get the team involved here?
Well, we need the team involved, Steve. So much has came up this last week. As everybody knows, the lawyers have worked for months on this. It's done. It's beautiful. The case, the Supreme Court complaint is now up on frankspeech.com. You go down to where it says Help Save Our Country, and you click on that. You can view the whole complaint. But right there is also, we need your help. And I have met with for months now with attorneys general. A lot of them want more time because they're doing important things. We got the where they're trying to make our kids take shots from vaccines, and they're working on that. Some of them, I'm not going to name them, need a little help from you. So we've got it set up right now today. Right now, we just put the complaint up, Steve, seen by your audience right now for the first time in history, where they can go view it. And then you can email your attorney general in your state. Now, we put up all 50 states, Steve, because I've talked to other ones, too. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This is about our whole country. This is about the people. We have to save our country. And it starts. I really didn't think that I thought, we're going to get some pushback from the Supreme Court, maybe. But I certainly didn't think it would happen at the attorney general level. And it has. But I guess it doesn't surprise me when you get like Rona McDaniel coming out the RNC and saying Biden won the election. I mean, it's like the whole world's flipped on its head, Steve, where you have to kind of push your own party. I mean, this is so everybody gets a chance here. Read it. Reach out to your attorneys general.
Okay.
And
hang on.
They can file it.
I just want to make sure everybody's got this. We're going to put it up on our platforms. We're going to put it up on RAV. It's 80 pages, I think, the complaint, correct? 80 pages of the complaint.
I think 82, yep.
82 pages. You can read. Well, and by the way, tomorrow morning we'll talk about it. I want everybody to go onto the site of Frank's Speech. You've got the access to the email, how you email the attorney generals. And, you know, email your attorney general with your thoughts about this. Mike, what else can this audience do right now?
Well, that you can watch, get everyone you can to the 96-hour Thanksathon we're having. This is the most important thing right now. We are going to show you on Thanksgiving Day, right after Steve's show here, we're gonna go through this complaint with the lawyers that wrote it and other lawyers, page by page, piece by piece, to show you how amazing all the new evidence is, this complaint, how it's, you know, this will help save our country. Then in the afternoon, we're going to go through a whole timeline. How did we get here? How did we get it? We're going to go back in time and take apart what was told to us back in November and December, the lies that were told. So you can sit there at Thanksgiving and go, oh no, check this out. We're going to have it all broke down by states. And then on Sunday, Steve, this is 96 hours, but on Sunday, I want everyone, you know, you want to get involved. Sunday is the day that you really need to watch, because we're going to show the pathway forward, what we're going to be doing in every state, in every county in the United States, all 50 states, the path forward. Remember, we need to get rid of the machines and we need to fix 2020 first. All of these other things that are going on around our country now is a manifestation of this horrible, horrible communism that's come into our country, and they just want to keep us from talking, and it's like it'll be like whack-a-mole for us unless
is this complaint have about the machines, or have you held that out and you've gone to the more traditional one? People read this complaint. Where's the center of gravity?
Yeah. What you're going to have, it's more, we took the stuff out that I had at the Cyber Symposium, everybody, and Skinny turned into the Cyber Security Act of 2015. So that's getting, pretend that's over here in a whole nother box. That's another whole nother story we're going to talk about at the at this Thanksathon. But Steve's right. It's a little more traditional. It is still Article 4 of the Constitution. And then you're also bringing back last year what they did to us. They broke all of our constitutional rights by every state breaking, not every state, but most of them, changing the rules of elections, changing the rules, which actually allowed a lot of this crime to take place. So, and the rules were changed criminally. They're illegal. You know, what do you want to call it? You want to call it jaywalking? No, it's criminal. These were criminal things. They broke our constitution to allow these criminal. And the cover-up is as big as the crime is the original historical crime. Steve, you got to read it. It surprises me because the attorneys general, this is what they wanted. They wanted it more traditional, like here's what happened there in validation for what they brought back to the Supreme Court last year when they said they didn't have standing. Now they all have standing. Every state has standing now, everybody, and that's in the complaint.
Okay, we've got to bounce, but hang on for a second, Mike. You've got an 82-page complaint. We're going to make that. It's on all platforms. We're going to push it out on Getter. We're going to push it out on everyone. Everybody read it. You've got access to the emails of the attorney generals to say, hey, you need to look at this. You need to talk to Lindell. You need to sign up. And then Mike Lindell, it's all the aspects. We've got a spot we're going to play tomorrow of the 96-hour Thanksathon. We're going to arm you with statistics, mathematics, and this complaints on Thanksgiving. You can really start to look around the table and blame those people that said Orange Man bad, okay? No, blame them. They're going to be held accountable. No getting off the hook. Mike, we'll talk to you tomorrow. You're a hero and a patriot. We'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow. The great Mike Lindell will join us tomorrow morning at 10.